All righty. Well, welcome everybody. Welcome on the call. My name is Bruce Music, and I am standing in for Damien Sen this evening. Damien is away in Spain leading a seminar, and he's a good friend of mine, and he called me up and said, Bruce, would you mind standing in on my call? And I said, no, not at all. And he said, well, you know, you have carte blanche to interview anybody you like. So I decided I was going to interview my very good friend, Wendy Friesen, the queen of hypnosis, who's on the line from California. Welcome, Wendy.
Thank you, Bruce. How fun. I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, me too. And you've just been telling me you've just flown in all the way from Hawaii.
And boy, are my arms tired.
Well, before we begin...
Okay.
Go for it, Wendy.
Well, I told you, see, I haven't slept. I had a night flight, so fair warning, I haven't had any sleep, so I'm going to be interesting, to say the least.
Don't worry. I'll just pump some energy down the phone line at you. Well, for those of you who don't know who I am, my name's Bruce Music. I am a good friend of Damien Sen's, and what I do is I have a company called Designer Life, and I help people find their passions and turn it into a profitable, lucrative business and create a life that they love. And a couple of years ago, I had the privilege of sitting in one of Wendy's seminars, hypnosis seminars, when Wendy came to London. And I was very impressed by what Wendy was up to, and I thought, I need to get to know this woman. So I very confidently popped you an email, Wendy, and said, hi, my name's Bruce. I'm very much into quantum physics. This is what I do. If I can ever support you in any way, let me know. And Wendy mailed me back saying, oh, I've wanted to learn about quantum physics for a while. Why don't we lead some seminars? And I actually ended up spending almost a month living with Wendy in California, and we led two seminars together, and they were great successes, and we subsequently become really good friends. And I'm just going to introduce you, Wendy, for a moment, and we'll just kind of get this call going.
Okay.
Wendy really is known on the Internet as the queen of hypnosis. She runs the largest hypnosis site on the Internet. Over the last 6 years or so, she's developed over 300 hypnosis products that she sells on her website, wendy.com. That's Wendy with an I, W-E-N-D-I. .com. She has probably just almost near 100,000 people who read her newsletters every week, and she really is one of the most informed people about hypnosis. And what I love about the way Wendy teaches is that she teaches a no BS. It's not full of hype. You know, she really does walk her talk, and her products really work. And so when I was asked, Damien asked me if I would interview somebody, you were the first person that came to mind, Wendy. So it's a real privilege to have you here. And tonight's call is all about hypnosis and success. So before we get going, Wendy, I wonder if you can just tell us, how did you get into hypnotherapy? How did you discover hypnotherapy? And maybe you can tell us a little bit about your story.
Well, you know, I've been fascinated with it all my life, because when I was young and I was reading Wayne Dyer's book, Erroneous Zones, when I was a teenager, it was really just, it was so fascinating to see how the mind actually operates. And I started listening to some Tony Robbins stuff, boy, probably 25 years ago on cassette tapes, and that really got me excited as well, because the things that he led me through really happened, and you know, and miraculous things were happening. And I thought, at some point, I thought, you know, if this could be my job, if I could do this for a living, and all day long you're just immersed in all the fascinating things that the brain and the mind and the body does, and the potential for creating the life that you want, you know, would it really work, and would you be able to do it? So that's what got me interested in it, and I was at a particularly lost and confused time in my life, and I saw a little ad in the paper for hypnotherapy school, and I went, and there we are.
And how did you go from, you know, seeing an ad in the paper, going to hypnotherapy school, to being, you know, the world's most trusted hypnotherapist? I mean, you've really kind of built your brand up, and if I look at your website, you have 300 products in the space of, I don't know, I think the last time we spoke, you said around about 6 years. How did that all happen?
Well, most of it is because I was so broke when I first started out. I was, the first couple of years, other people who are in this profession told me, you can't make any money in this business. And they were living proof that you can't make any money in this business, because they were all, you know, broke and whining and complaining, and I believed them. So I stayed broke for a couple of years until I realized that, you know, if I am living what I'm teaching, then I need to apply these principles to myself. So I started having these financial abundance groups, and I would have, sometimes I'd have a free seminar at the community center to teach people how to create, get over their sabotage, you know, undo the limitations they have and all that, and manifest. And then sometimes I'd have a small group in my office that would meet week after week after week. And even though I wasn't making money at the time, but they didn't know that, I guess they do now.
I love it. Fake it till you make it, eh?
Yeah. If you want to do something well, teach it to people. And for every one of us, our mind was blown every week and every time. In fact, one of the really cool stories that I was talking about at my retreat in Hawaii this week, a couple of people that were at one of my free seminars sitting in the front row, Bonnie and Jeff, they're sculptors, and he makes these bronze sculptures, and they were very poor, and they weren't doing well. And when we did the self-sabotage session, which was going into this future when he's very successful, she just burst into tears, and I had to take a break so I could help her out. And it was just this really mess of emotional conflict that she had. We became friends over the years. She came to see me and did some sessions with me. And one of the things she was manifesting back then was that he would sell this unicorn sculpture for $10 million.
I remember this. This was at our seminar as well,
And it was like, that just makes no sense that you would be selling a unicorn sculpture for $10 million, but, you know, go ahead and dream, lady. You know, we'll let you pretend like that's possible. Well, it was just a couple of months ago when she sent me an email and she said, guess what? We just got a contract for the unicorn sculpture for exactly $10 million. It is signed. They're commissioning it and make it's huge. It's something that goes like in the front of a resort, you know. It's gigantic.
Wow.
It's an amazing piece. And they did it. And, you know, it's just such a living proof of how you can take something that seems unattainable and make it happen.
So how does that work? I mean, why don't you tell some of our listeners how I'm sure we've got some people on the line who actually have no idea how hypnosis actually works. Can you give us a little bit of a beginner's introduction? And before you do, I want to tell you a short story. I was at one of my best friend's weddings the other day, and the best man was giving the speech of when we were kids, my good friend Charlie discovered a book called How to Hypnotize People. And we took this book, and we tried it on all our friends, and one of them was actually hypnotized. And his name was Jason. He was the guy getting married at the wedding last month. And we hypnotized him and told him that his hand was glued to the wall. And he put his hand on the wall, and sure enough, he couldn't get his hand off the wall. And in order to just test that this was the truth and he wasn't actually faking it, we walked away and left him in a parking garage with his hand glued to the wall for half an hour.
Oh, my God.
we're like 12 years old, right, 13 years old. And we came back half an hour later, and Jason's arm, he's looking very meek, and his arm's still attached to the wall.
Oh,
and that was my introduction to hypnosis. Now, I think a lot of people have very different ideas, and I know I led a seminar this last weekend, and I had four people walk out of the room when I did a hypnosis process with them. So perhaps you can just debunk some of the myths and just, you know, introduce people to what the concept really is.
Right. Well, it's interesting because you can do something like that, like stick some guy's hand to the wall. And when I was having dinner in Hawaii with my guests, and I had the waiter make the straw stick to his hand so that he couldn't do anything, and he just stood there staring at this thing as, this makes no sense. Why can I get this thing out of my hand? And then we also want people to know that, you know, hypnosis isn't just party tricks, and you can do interesting things and kind of fool the mind into playing a little game with you. But the reality is that hypnosis is something that's much greater, that obviously for athletes to be able to accomplish things that they could not physically accomplish. And that one to me is such proof. You take like an ice skater that came to me that when she'd do her jumps, she wasn't landing them properly, or she was falling and not landing them at all. She physically believed and presented that she could not do them. And then we do a session together. She goes back on the ice, and she's landing all her jumps perfectly. And her coach says, what on earth have you done? And things like, you know, like someone who has migraines, and they have had them for years and years and years. They've done all the medications and the scans and the doctors, and they don't go away. And they come to me, and we use hypnosis to find the cause of a problem that created the migraine, and then they don't have them anymore. I think that the how it works is something where nobody's really sure of. I have some ideas, but the fact that it does work is just indisputable. And one of the things people don't realize is hypnotherapists all over the world are doing these miraculous things every day.
Mm.
And, you know, there's doctors who are sending patients to the hypnotherapist, and the doctors are going, wow, how do you do what a doctor is unable to do? The dentist that's near my office, he has some dental phobia clients that he's tried for years to help them, and they still are just so phobic and so freaked out. And so he just has to have my CD and stick it in the CD player, let them listen to it, and they're totally peaceful and calm, and suddenly they don't have a phobia. So
wow.
At our retreat in Hawaii, one of our guys that was there, Jared, he was awesome. But he doesn't swim or drive because he has fears. And so he has not swam. And and yesterday we were out in the open ocean, 60 feet deep, and probably several hundred feet from shore, and he's swimming out there with the dolphins. And, you know, we worked on it a little in many respects, but he's out there swimming with hundreds of
wow.
spinner dolphins with us out in the
wow.
open ocean. Turns out he can swim. He just
and
know
that
it.
Was just through taking him through a hypnosis process,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
wow. So maybe you want to, like, so what's the difference then between the stage hypnosis then and self-hypnosis? Because there's a lot of kind of terminology going around, and like what you do, I know you do a little bit, used to do a little bit of stage hypnosis, and that's kind of like, you know, hypnotizing your weight and that kind of thing. But what's self-hypnosis? How does that work?
Well, the difference basically being that with stage hypnosis, there's a lot of expectation, and there's skills that apply to the stage, specifically the type of people you pick and the way you create expectation, and that the person is, their mind is set up to do whatever you say no matter what, even if they, you know, really aren't in trance, they're still going to do what you say. The difference in hypnotherapy is that using it as a therapeutic tool, you're actually making hardware changes in the brain. It's not just the software. You're actually changing the chemical response and the biological components of how the brain is using dendrite growth to go to and access different parts of the brain, different emotional responses, different chemical responses, and do things as simple or amazing as get rid of cravings for cigarettes when nicotine is supposed to be the most powerfully addictive substance, and the person can, like, have no cravings. So that's the thing that's most amazing about the hypnosis is that it's a hardware, you know, as a metaphor, it's a hardware thing in the brain.
Got it. Okay. Now, I'm just wondering, how does this work? When you say you're rewiring dendrites, I mean, how can hypnosis change the state of our brain?
Well,
I mean,
great
it sounds
example.
Almost too good to be true.
Yeah, exactly. It's so simple, too. This is a part that, man, if you guys knew how easy this was, you'd be living some spectacular life.
This is like the missing manual for our mind, right?
It sure is. Hey, you should write a book about that. I like that. Okay,
I'm
if you're
going to.
Great,
that's my title, by the way.
Is always it. The missing manual for your mind, and that's what, yeah, that's what it is. So if you're a golfer and you are going to learn to golf and you stand there and you swing that golf club with that ball, right now your dendrites are trying to go to parts of your brain to find the abilities and the skills to know how to swing the club, to hit the ball, to make it go a certain direction. It really can't find any places to go because there's nothing else that really knows how to hit a golf ball. But as you're doing that, your brain is sending these dendrites, is growing these dendrites and increasing the amount of dendrite activity, which are little like little roads going to different parts of your brain that teach your brain what it needs to do to hit a golf ball. Now, if you hit it wrong, you grow dendrites to the wrong way to hit it. If you hit it in the lake, it grows dendrites to there. If you miss the ball completely, it also grows dendrites to there. After years of practice, you hopefully have more growth that goes to the part that is hit that damn ball where it's supposed to go. But here's a really cool part. When you do hypnosis, you are affecting, well, if you're doing it well, you're affecting the visual, the auditory, the kinesthetic, the emotional. Every sense is fully alive, even the smell of the grass on the golf course that day. And then you have someone hitting it perfectly and beautifully. I run it in slow motion and fast motion. Then we take the third person and we let them see themselves doing it so the mirror neurons get in on it, and the mirror neurons apply all this to the brain. And then they go out and they're a great golfer because we only practice doing it right. They got dendrite growth and the mirror neurons are kicking in, but only for the correct way to do it. And that's why you accelerate the result that you want so rapidly.
So I think what you're saying is because the mind can't tell the difference between a real and an imagined experience, when you're in a hypnotic state trance and you're imagining, your mind really thinks it's real and therefore creates those neural pathways. Is that correct?
Right. Exactly. And, you know, the other thing to keep in mind is the role of mirror neurons and what they do. There's a lot of...
I've never even heard of mirror neurons, so please tell me about this. It's fascinating.
Oh, it is. It's fascinating. These mirror neurons that they discovered have a way of mimicking what they see. And so they did these kind of experiments where they'd have people watching certain sporting games and observing what happened. And they found that these mirror neurons were mimicking in the brain, even without doing the activity. It was mimicking the activity that it saw. Now, an example of this for me is my one son played soccer for many years. And when I was watching on the sidelines, when I would be standing there and he's ready to kick the ball, my leg would kick. I almost couldn't stop it. And I noticed other parents did that too, because we had created this brain activity that even though we weren't a soccer player, our mirror neurons got to the point where it had to actually physically kick at that point when our child was kicking. So the mirror neurons will make you better at something. And
by watching that thing.
Yeah, and they also suspect that this is part of the autism problem, that these kids don't have the mirror neuron activity that helps them mimic and adapt and do that same activity. But anyway, that's kind of a side note. So seeing it in the third person is how the mirror neurons do that. Now, I think that one reason that my hypnosis methods work so well is I have you in the experience fully associated, and you're experiencing all these things, and I take you out of it, and I have you watch yourself, no matter what it is. So if you want to learn, let's say you want to be great at taking tests. You have test anxiety, and you want to have a great sharp memory, and you want to be quick and intuitive and confident about taking the test. You'll be in the experience, but then when you go to the third person, you're going to be seeing yourself. You're going to see the expression on the face of someone who's excellent at taking tests. You're going to see that you're relaxed, you're confident. Wow, the answers are just, you're just hammering them out. You're getting right through it. You see yourself being done with it and having accomplished it. So that's the thing that I think makes my work really good. And any hypnotherapists who are doing great work, they need to do the disassociation, third person, then put you back in it to feel it, experience it, come back out again, see it again, and get the mirror neurons in on it. And I really believe this is why my stuff is so effective.
Uh-huh. So for people who aren't hypnotherapists, what Wendy's saying in plain English is that when she says associated, what she means is you're looking out of your own eyes as if you are really seeing what's going on. When she's saying disassociated, she means it's almost like you're standing back watching yourself from a distance. Is that correct, Wendy?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, fantastic.
Now, the other thing that's kind of interesting, there's research that shows that when you learn something new or you study or you are, like, maybe cramming for a test or you need to absorb some material or you're learning to play a musical instrument, right after you do whatever your segment is in learning that skill, if you will do the twiddle your thumbs technique, which means you stop and don't do anything, you close your eyes and relax, your mind is going to become better at it to a really great degree than if you just go off and do something else. So going into trance for 5 or 10 minutes and, you know, twiddling your thumbs, I call it that because if you just sat there and you did nothing but twiddle your thumbs, your brain absorbs what you were just learning. And if you did it in trance, you really absorb it. And that's really valuable as well. And I think that's another reason why hypnosis works so good. You're actually doing that after you learn something in your mind. Yeah,
you know, I think, Wendy, relaxation, I mean, I teach this a lot in my seminars. Relaxation is one of the keys to being successful in life. I was reading some research the other day about how a large percentage of multimillionaires have afternoon naps. And I know I've always been a big afternoon napper. And I find that when I wake up from my nap in the afternoon, I'm so relaxed, and I often do my best work then. And I think my best work is then and in the morning when I wake up, because I wake up in this relaxed state and my brain is almost pliable and it just follows instructions. Whereas by the time I hit 1 o'clock, I've been thinking so much that it's almost like my thinking is running me rather than me running me. Do you know what I'm saying?
Fascinating. I did not know that about the nap thing, and that could be why. Yeah.
It certainly worked for me. But I'm a big proponent of relaxation. I think I was listening to a Wayne Dyer meditation CD, and he was talking about how we have 60,000 thoughts a day. And when you meditate or when you relax, what happens is you allow space or gaps between the thoughts, because usually you got a thought every second, there's a new thought popping into your head, and when you're meditating or relaxing, you allow some gaps in between the thoughts. And he says those gaps or spaces between in the thought between your thoughts are where you can allow your spirit to enter your life. And I love the way he put that. And it's kind of the same thing with hypnosis. You know, when you're in that relaxed state, and because obviously whenever you're going into self-hypnosis or you're being hypnotized, the hypnotherapist will relax you. And it's almost like you create gaps then in your thoughts in which you can implant some new thoughts or some new seeds that will grow into fruits,
right?
You know, along the way.
Yeah, that makes
anyway.
A lot of sense. I like that. Yeah, I like Wayne Dyer. He's really got some good
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, he's a switched-on man. He really
learned
is.
Learned a tremendous amount from him.
All righty. Well, we got a couple of questions that came in, and quite a few of them were about success. And so I kind of categorize. I'm just going to ask you a broad, sweeping question, Wendy, and I'll let you respond. How can we use hypnosis to increase our success or to help us become more successful? You know, if somebody came to you and said, Wendy, I want to become more successful, I know it's a very broad question, and you'd probably ask them to get more specific, but what would you recommend to people? How can they use hypnosis?
Yeah, and actually there's a pretty specific answer to that. We're at the retreat in Hawaii, we were all together for 8 days, and one of the things that we worked on that was kind of our biggest day was the Financial Abundance Day, and it had to do with our attitudes towards money and wealth and success. And everybody who wants to make more money thinks, yes, you know, I'm going to make more money, I want to be rich, but what they don't realize is that they probably have a program running that holds a deeper belief that they don't deserve it, they're not worthy of it, or they were taught things about money that would make them a bad person if they got rich. And the other thing is to remove some of the ideas about what it means to have money. Is it bad to have money? You know, the new name of my seminar is I Love Money, and we want to, you know, kind of jab people a little bit. Is that bad? Can you love money? Is it something that you can have a free-flowing, easy relationship with? Or do you feel that you have to call it abundance and you shouldn't focus on the money part? There's just so much that we look at about money, and all it is saying we have these attitudes that may be holding us back and getting in the way of creating this kind of abundance. And it's fascinating. So you've got to look at self-sabotage, which means that there's a positive reason for staying poor, and you've got to find out why you're holding yourself back. Consciously, we think, I have no reason to hold myself back, no reason to stop myself. And many years ago when I was so broke, I finally did this to myself, and I found out that I had a program running to be rescued, and that my inner self said that I needed to be poorer or more helpless so I would be rescued. And then I resolved that, and things kind of worked out for me a little bit. And so now this week at the retreat, when we did our money day, one of the sessions we did was, again, the same thing. And on myself, because right now I'm getting ready to take my business to a whole nother level, I asked my part why it wanted me to not, you know, go there or stay right here, stay comfortable where I am. And it was really enlightening. It was quite interesting. Things that I didn't know that were inside of me. And
so
I'm not going to
share. Why don't you tell people what you mean by your part, Wendy? Like you asked your part.
Yeah, so if you think about, you know, some people say, well, you know, a part of me really does want to be rich, but then another part, I don't know, I like to play and I'm lazy and I love to procrastinate and sleep a lot. So sometimes we have these parts, and these parts are actually ego states, and they're created from beliefs and events and moments in our life where something impacted us, usually very early on. So we want to talk about it as just simply a part. And you look at what's happening in your body. Is there something, when I talk about making money and being successful and being brilliant at what you do, and then I say, where do you feel that? What kind of glitches a little for you, and where do you get this funny little feeling of heaviness or darkness? And then we let that metaphorically be a part. And this part wants you to fail or stay small or stay broke or stay status quo. And then we talk to it and say, what do you really want? And it's amazing what happens when you do that. And I know a lot of people of my members who are listening today, they've done this for numerous purposes, you know, losing weight or success or addictions or alcohol, all kinds of things. And it's one of the keys. So to be successful, you've got to find the self-sabotage. Then you have to see yourself, imagine yourself, go through the process of being in that future moment, implanting the specific details of what you're doing, who's there with you, how you created that success, using almost like you're in this future moment a year from now and things worked out really well. And then I say, remember what it is you did. Just reflect in the last year the things that you did that made you magnificent at this. You made the right moves. You found the right people to connect with. And so you're like reflecting back and you're actually creating memories into it. And I think that's a big part of it as well.
Great. So you covered four things there. Like you were saying, hypnosis can help you with dealing with your limiting beliefs. It can help you with self-sabotage and with your beliefs around money. And then you've got to imagine your future. So how would people deal with their limiting beliefs around money through hypnosis? Let's say I've got a limiting belief that, you know, I've got to work hard to succeed. What would you say to somebody like me? How would I deal with something like that through hypnosis?
Well, we want to take that and look at it as this belief that you have, and I might create some different scenarios. There's several ways to do it, but one might be to create this scenario, and one scenario is the future Bruce, who actually does have to work very hard to succeed, that's the only way it happens. And then we create another future Bruce that doesn't have to work so hard, that made some brilliant moves and found this way to be in the easy flow and have fun with it. And then we maybe create another Bruce who just kind of gave up and didn't do anything, and have you experience yourself in each of those different scenarios. And we want to gain information. So your belief that you have to work hard and you have to struggle and do all that to make money, you know, how does that feel? What do you know about that? And is that true for you? And it might be yes. And then you go into the other one, and you're in this Bruce that's it's flowing. He's making the right connections, hiring the right people, and finding the ways to continue to outsource things and has amazing amounts of free time. Now, is that true for you? And in that scenario, you would feel like, huh, well, that can be true as well. And so now you say, well, here we have two different beliefs. And keep going back and forth and say, now, which one would you like to live in? And, of course, they would probably like the one that's easier and flowing and more free. And
absolutely.
I also ask people to look at, you know, there are people who make a lot of money. Let's say someone made $100 million last year and then they went bankrupt.
Yeah.
And how long is it going to take them to make their next $10 million? Their entire life? No.
Yeah.
It's going to take them like 6 months.
A year. Yeah. Exactly.
They have no money. They know some people, but you know what? We know some people. And we have the same brain, the telephone, you know. We got a vehicle that can take us there. So they didn't. I mean, for us to think how hard we would have to work to make $10 million in the work hard scenario, you would think, well, that's going to take 10 years, 15 years.
Yeah.
But yet someone else who went bankrupt has no money and no way to go because their
belief. But has strong belief.
Yeah. Their belief is that, okay, if I do this and this and this and I get the right people doing this and this and this, and then they're jetting off to the south of France and, you know, drinking a glass of wine.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at many, many billionaires, Donald Trump was a classic example. You know, I think it was in 1991, he lost all of his money. And at that point, he was $3.5 billion in business debt and $900 million in personal debt. So in 1991, all of us were $900 million richer than Donald Trump. But by 2001, he was back to $2.7 billion and one of the wealthiest people in the world again, because although he lost his money, he never lost his mindset about money, and his belief systems were so empowering about money that he just went back out there and made it all back again, you know?
Yeah.
So
there are advantages that someone like him has as far as who he's connected with, but there's so many people who started with nothing, no connections, no, you know, no advantages of any kind,
yeah,
and got to that point as well.
Yeah, so. I think one of the things people, I think one of the mistakes I often experience when people are buying my hypnosis CDs, they're buying them hoping that they're going to be able to, you know, reprogram their mind and suddenly money is going to just fall on their lap or success is just going to fall on their lap, forgetting that there's an integral step in between that needs to happen, and that's called action. And, you know, the way I look at hypnosis and why it's been such a powerful skill for me, because I'd really say if there's one thing that's gotten me to where I currently am in my life financially, it's been using hypnosis every day. And then through that, what the hypnosis has allowed me to do is take actions that I would never have before believed I could take. Like, for example, at the time I met you, taking that action to email you and say hi and come to California and live with you for a month, that was a bold action that I wouldn't have taken had I not spent a lot of time kind of imagining myself being successful and living as a successful human being. For example, I've just taken another bold action. I've just done my Wealth Blueprint seminar, which sounds like very similar to what you've been doing in Hawaii, dealing with people's mindsets. And I invited three of South Africa's wealthiest men to come and speak at my seminar and come and teach on the Sunday of the seminar for an hour and a half each. And I had to phone each one of them up and pitch this whole idea for them. And I had to enroll them in coming to speak at my seminar for free of charge. Now, these are some of the wealthiest men in the country. And here I am selling them my idea that they're going to come and speak at my seminar. And, in fact, they're going to pay me to speak at my seminar. And they all did. and that would never have been possible without having spent the time using my hypnosis CDs that I create to actually reprogram my mind and see myself being able to take those actions. And what I did actually before the call, just for those of you interested in doing this kind of thing, is I do something that I learned from Dr. Tony Quinn. He calls it a mini program, which is before I get on any kind of call that, and I even did it this evening, is I close my eyes and just imagine the call going really, really well for like 30 seconds. And usually it ends up going great because it's like giving my mind a target through you know, I take a few deep breaths, relax, self-hypnotize myself and give myself this goal. And then it works like a bomb.
Yeah, and you know, but I think it's something that people are missing out on that is totally, completely free. You can do it anytime. And think about, you know, you hear this from people like me and Bruce and all these people are so successful, and they talk about how you put your mind in that scenario before you do any task or you plan out your day. And if you did that, like, twice a day even, every day, and you began to see the outcome of your day, and if you're going to make a phone call to get some joint venture, get someone to come and speak, you actually experience the outcome of that phone call of them saying, oh, yeah, that sounds great, and they say, oh, I'm going to be there in a heartbeat, no problem. So you do this with these things that you're putting together, and it won't hurt. There's no downside to it. It is free, and chances are it's going to greatly affect the outcome. And then it's going to encourage you to take that action. And I keep hearing your voice in my head a lot saying, taking massive action.
I'm going to haunt you with that, Wendy.
I was speaking for a guy named Tom Ferry who does these really big seminars for real estate people. And when I first went into his office to meet with him, he was coming out of a meeting and coming out of the door, here my first thing I see him doing and saying is he says, okay, everybody, action, action, action. He's like, action, action, action. And I thought, ooh, I like this guy. It's all about action. And everyone in his company, they take action. They motivate, push themselves, use the tools, and keep taking action. And it's a really nice thing to be in the, you know, in the presence of.
In that environment, yeah, where people make things happen.
Yeah. And
okay, well.
Go ahead.
We'll switch gears a little bit and just kind of talk about something running in parallel, like another issue that we've had a lot of questions about on the teleconference. Some of you who are listening, you all typed in questions to ask Wendy, and a lot of you were speaking about weight and issues with weight, and the other one that came up was procrastination. Let's just touch on the weight thing first, Wendy. How can hypnosis help people who are wanting to find their ideal weight or create their ideal body, and what could people who are overweight, wanting to lose weight, or who find themselves yo-yo dieting, what could they do? Do you have any products you can recommend or something like that?
Yeah, and actually I'll give you some things that you can do right now to help with that. It is quite a process because for weight in particular, hypnotherapists will tell you it's one of the most challenging areas because it's so complex and there's so many aspects to it. Your identity, if you grew up in a family of people who are overweight, or the food issues about cleaning your plate, or the emotional eating when, you know, mom gave you sugar every time you were sad or cried or felt bad. And then, you know, some of the abuse issues, if there's sexual abuse and you're overweight because you're protecting yourself from intimacy, and on and on and on. And then for people who are just, maybe they're not seriously overweight, but they're, you know, they just aren't taking care of themselves, don't have a commitment to themselves. All of these things are things that hypnosis can deal with. It would take quite a long time to do that. In fact, on my I have these video seminars on stickcam.com, and you can look at the archives. I did 5 days, so there's 5 hours on weight, and it was called Fat Week. So we did it all.
Really?
About
and that's
fat.
All for free?
Yeah, yeah, the archives are absolutely free. And
what wow, you thank you.
It's sitcam.com/WendyFriesen.
Sitcam, S-I-T-C-A-M.
S-I-T-I-C-K-A-M. So it's stick with an A-M on it.
Stickcam.
AM.com/WendyFriesen. And if they if they need help, they can email me as well, but they'll probably find it. So each thing that you do is so crucially important, like making you love to exercise. When you implant the desire to exercise by taking times in the past when you exercised, when you felt really good and tired and the endorphins were flowing, combining that with an image of yourself in the future when you're working out and you're loving it and you're committed to it, and taking those and creating this belief in your brain now that is triggered by something. So we have that. It's not enough that we just have those things, resources from the past, the image from the future, and the benefits, but now we've got to trigger it with something. So I trigger it with waking up in the morning. And for me personally, I have this piece of music in my head that just always makes me get up and put my running shoes on and hit the beach.
Do you want to sing it to us?
Baby, we were born to run. Said, come on, Wendy, let me be your friend. I want to feel your dreams and your visions. Just wrap your legs around these velvet ribs and strap your hands across these engines. Okay, is that enough?
You go, girl.
So when I wake up in the morning, I hear Bruce Springsteen singing that, interestingly enough, with my name in it. And I have to run, and it's a great feeling. So now, people take the past resources of times they've worked out. Maybe they don't have them, but if you do, you take those, and that future self that loves to be committed to being healthy and working out, you can trigger it to waking up in the morning. And so if you can do that properly, and it's easy to do with a CD, you can do it on your own, though, that when I wake up in the morning, I will feel just 100% focused on what I love, and I want to get up and get those endorphins pumping. I want my muscles to just crave this exercise, crave the oxygen. Mm-hmm. And when I wake up, I will do that. Kind of backfired on me once. I was doing a talk show, and I did this hypnosis on the woman the day before the talk show, and I said, when you wake up, you're going to go to the gym. And she hadn't been to the gym in 2 years. She had a membership, and she was really embarrassed. She said, I can't go in there because I've had a membership for 2 years. So I said, when you wake up, it'll happen. She, the next day on the TV show, she says, okay, well, this worked out pretty good. So I got up, grabbed my gym bag because I put it by the door, went to the gym, and I said, boy, it's really dark outside. It's kind of weird. Turns out it was 2 in the morning. So I didn't say when you wake up in the morning. So when you wake up. So she went to the gym at 2 in the morning.
Oh, classic. And she was just following your instructions in her head, program.
She did it without even thinking. It was like the most natural thing she'd ever done.
Uh-huh.
So you take someone that's in that stuck of a state, and, you know, 30 minutes did that. The other thing I love, and this is one of the keys, is I have this process called the Appetite Zapper, and I wish I could do it on here. It's on the archives of Stickham for free. It takes you through this process of going through different foods, imagining eating them, and then having you imagine how you feel 2 hours after eating that food. We let you mark that feeling, and, you know, some people's heads are pounding, or some people feel really clear and energized, or some people their stomach hurts, whatever, and we compare them to a lot of different foods. Then we ask your brain to create this mechanism in that comparison that it will know which foods create energy, health, increase your metabolism, make you feel clear-headed, and to only want those foods. And other foods simply don't appeal to you. You just don't care about them. They're out of your life. And that's pretty cool, man. It makes you want to eat a lot of salads and veggies and the things that personally are good for you.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. And do you have any weight loss CDs you sell on your site?
A few. The Zenofen is the one that is the most complete one, but you can see all the other stuff there if you go to zenofthin.com.
Zenofthin, Z-E-N of T-H-I-N, or if you're in America,
right.
Z-E-N of T-H-I-N.
Right.
That's awesome. You know what? I was explaining hypnosis to my seminar participants on the weekend, and the one thing I was saying, because I love this concept, is that we're all under hypnosis right now. Every single one of us is hypnotized, except rather than having somebody else hypnotize us, we've just hypnotized ourselves with the little voice in our head. And that little voice, that little conscious mind that we're here yapping to us all day long, talking to us, is the voice that whose commands we believe and whose commands we carry out. So when I tell myself, Bruce, you're hungry, go to the fridge and get some food, I walk to the fridge like a robot and go and eat some food because I've hypnotized myself to go to the fridge.
Right.
And that, you know, when you, for example, are hypnotizing me, when I'm responding, all I'm doing is responding to your voice instead of responding to the voice in my head. And
so
I think
it's such a great example what you just said. It's so automatic, and
it's so automatic, and that we're just, you know, it's just a different person in control. When I'm telling myself to go to the fridge and get food, well, that's kind of the voice in my head in control. I wouldn't even say that's me in control. That's the voice in my head telling me what to do, and then I do it. I'm still out of control at that point because I'm being run by the voice in my head.
Right.
But when the hypnotist is telling me what to do, I either listen to what the hypnotist is saying, and that becomes the voice that I allow to control me, or the hypnotist speaks, and the little voice in my head repeats what they say, and then I'm listening, still being controlled by the voice in my head, you know, kind of hypnosis indirectly. I don't know if that makes sense.
Well, here's something we could do for the listeners, for those of you who are wanting to do a quick little trance thing, is that exact thing. I think that's a pretty cool application of hypnosis.
Great.
So if everybody just kind of takes a deep breath right now and go ahead and close your eyes and, you know, if you were working, take your hands off the keyboard and put them on your lap or on the lap of the person next to you, which is more fun, but... Anyway, go ahead and take a breath and relax your body. And I want you to remember what Bruce was just saying about, you know, you're sitting on the couch or you're sitting at your desk, you're working or watching TV or whatever you're doing. And I want you to notice in yourself, right now as you're relaxing and your mind is opening and you're becoming more aware of how you feel, there's a little something that triggers you to think, I need a little something to eat. I think I'm hungry. But it's not actually hunger that's triggering it. So right now, I want you to find out what that little false signal is in you. So you're sitting and doing your work, or you're watching TV, and all of a sudden you decide, I want to get something to eat. It's that automatic little trigger. I want to get something to eat. But it's not because you're hungry. It's because there's this automatic need to get up and put something in your mouth, and just notice the process your brain goes through. I feel like I want a little something in my mouth. Notice that process. Good, okay. Now, you're just aware of it. You're aware of something that triggers it right then that sends you on an automatic trip to the kitchen or the refrigerator. But now what I want you to do is kind of clean that feeling away, let some cool, clear water run through your body, and imagine yourself sitting on your couch or at your desk, you're working or whatever you're doing. And I want you to be there for a moment, and perhaps that thought comes into your mind, and you're thinking about food for a moment. And I want you to create something that is instant and immediate. So maybe when you feel that need for food, right away both of your hands come together, and you guys can do this right now, and just pound them together right there and go, what I really want is a fast walk for 5 minutes because your brain just wants some oxygen and endorphins. What you did is you've been sitting here and doing nothing and you want some activity in your brain and you're craving something, but you're either thirsty or you need some oxygen or some endorphins. So right then when you're sitting here and you're thinking, I need a little something to eat, just slap your hands together and get up and say, what I want is a walk, some oxygen, and some water. Okay, so put your hands back down. You're sitting there on the couch. You're watching TV. They're putting those stupid food commercials on. You're sitting on your computer. You're at work at your desk, and someone says, we have birthday cake. And instantly, when that thing is starting to be triggered, you're going to break the state, bring your hands together, and smack them and say, what I want is a walk, some oxygen and some water, a walk, oxygen and water, a walk, oxygen and water. And you get up, and even if you only have 1 minute to spare, you go for the fastest walk you can, and you pump your arms, and you get going, and you breathe hard, and you come back and you drink a big, tall, cool glass of water, a bottle of water all at once, drink the whole thing, and then say, wow, I feel good now. Okay, so everybody open your eyes back up and take a nice deep breath. And even in that short time, that was probably 3 minutes, you guys are probably wanting some water, and you're already wanting to go for a walk, and you want to get some oxygen in your brain. It's cool how fast it can work.
But I know I am.
Yeah, try to break that automation that you have by doing something, and smacking your hands together is a real important part of it. I want to walk. I want oxygen. I want water. Okay?
Great. Thank you. That's powerful. That's super powerful. Well, Wendy, we've got 15 minutes left, and I want to cover at least one more theme that's kind of come up. Thank you for sharing that weight loss exercise with us, or that pattern interrupt exercise around eating. The other theme that came up strongly was procrastination, and this is something I'm quite passionate about talking about, but I'd be interested to get your take on procrastination. What would you say to people who struggle with procrastination?
One of the interesting things about it, when I have a seminar, I ask people to, I say, who's the world's worst procrastinator? And then, you know, out of hundreds of people, like 80% of them raise their hand. I said, you can't all be the world's worst. There's only one that can do that. But everybody thinks they're the world's worst procrastinator, and we really judge ourselves. We're so hard on ourselves because it's human nature. But there's things you can do to make it happen. So let's say cleaning things up. To clean up an area of your desk or organize some papers or clean an area of your house. There's a little technique that you can use that is just really, really powerful. And I think I could do this in about 3 or 4 minutes. But I also wanted to let people know, when I'm done with this little process, I have a little shopping spree thing. It's a coupon I'm going to give you that's only going to be good for 5 minutes. And it's going to give you 60% off as many things as you can stuff in your shopping cart online in the few minutes. I think it's good for, Melissa has it set for 5 minutes, I believe. I'm not sure how many, but anyway,
okay,
you can
well,
do that. I'm
wondering if maybe we should extend that, because a lot of people will be listening to this tomorrow on the tele seminar. Would you be willing to extend it tomorrow?
No, it's only when it's live.
Okay, fine. Well, you guys got it.
That's
you go.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, okay, so I just want people to know I'm going to do that after we do this procrastination thing, and it'll get you some great deals on things. Anyway, if you closed your eyes right now and you went to a place in your house or your office or somewhere where there's a mess, and it's somewhere where you have a mess consistently, that you either don't hang up your clothes or there's dishes in your sink all the time or there's stacks of papers, oh boy, on your desk, I'm looking at them. Okay, now what I want you to do is just, with your eyes closed, go to that spot where that thing is that's a consistent mess for you. And I want you to notice how you really feel every time you look at that spot that is a mess. Okay, so take a breath right now. Your eyes are closed. You're just feeling it. What do you think about yourself when you look at that stack of papers or that mess in the bedroom or in the kitchen or your car, your office? What do you feel instantly? Just notice it. What do you say to yourself about yourself? What physical sensations happen that you weren't aware of when you look at that mess? And the biggest one of all, what does it mean about you that you can't clean up that mess? So now, just notice how you feel. And I'm going to give you 10 seconds in your mind to clean up that mess. You're going to imagine that you have a superpower and you're going to file those papers and put them in these little folders on your desk, or you're going to do the dishes in your sink at lightning speed, or you're going to hang up those clothes or whatever it is, okay? Ready? On count of three, you start, and you're going to be cleaning it up or organizing it really quickly. Ready? Go. 1, 2, 3. Do it, do it, do it. 4, 5. Do it now. 6, 7, 8. Do it now. 9, 10. Good. Get it completed. Oh, beautiful. Clean it up. Spiffy it up. Wonderful. Now, look at it. In your mind, look at this thing that you just did. Either the kitchen sink is all sparkling, or those papers are all organized, or your car got clean in that one part, or your bedroom clothes are hung up. Just notice what it is. Now, take a nice deep breath. How do you feel now? Where do you feel it in your body? What does it feel like? What do you say to yourself right now because you did that? What's the inner voice saying? What's it feeling? What's it doing? most important of all, what does it mean about you when you look at that spot right there where it's all nice and neat and clean? Now, are you willing to trade this great feeling for the feeling of the judgment you had when things were a mess? If it took 5 minutes to clean up that mess, if it took 10 minutes to clean up that mess in real life, or even if it took 15, are you willing to trade 15 minutes to be mad at yourself instead of taking those 15 or 5 or even 2 minutes to get it done and feel great? So now your mind is going to do something amazing. Next time you see that area that's a mess, you're going to want that good feeling so much. You're going to want it more than anything, and you're going to say, yes, I will trade 3 minutes of my life right now to make that happen. Good. So take a nice deep breath, and when you look at anything that's out of place, a little mess that you want to do, clean, fix, organize, you're going to hear the words, do it now. 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 And you'll realize you really do have the time, and it makes you smile and makes you feel good and that you are someone that you are proud of. Good. Now take a deep breath and open your eyes. Wonderful. All right. So if we had some people to interact with, we could find out the difference. But Bruce, for you, did you play along there?
Absolutely. It was great. You have one of the best hypnotic voices I have ever heard. When you say do it now, I just want to do it now.
Oh, let's do it now. Well, what are we going to do?
I wasn't meaning it like that. But,
but the thing is that now you can't undo what we just did. You just can't. And right now I'm going through my papers on my desk. I have to. I just can't help myself.
We created new neural pathways in the brain, right?
And made the reward very great, and we made the consequence of not doing it something that, it doesn't have to be a bad consequence, it's just like, oh, I don't feel bad anymore. I don't want to be mad at myself, especially if it only takes me 2 minutes. So,
Wow.
So,
fantastic.
Yeah, so that's the deal. And that one I love.
Thank you.
I have a procrastination program that just will make you just ridiculously organized and happy and clean things up, and that's one of the things about success.
Thank you. I mean, that's awesome, and thanks for giving us the two processes on this call. And we're kind of reaching the end, and I know you're about to give these people an amazing deal, but before you do, won't you just tell some people, I mean, I know when I look at your site, Wendy, like, if you gave me 5 minutes to shop on your site, I'd die, because you've got 300 products or so, like, around there. You've been so prolific in what you do, and they're all amazing, and especially the sex ones. Those are the ones I want to look at, you know. It's like the orgasm ones. And why don't you tell people a little bit about what your most popular products are and why they're most popular? I mean, what would you recommend to people? What are the best-selling ones? Why don't you just give people a quick, you know, helicopter tour of Wendy.com?
Okay, I will do that. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the coupon code while I'm explaining that. So they're going to have the time during my explanation to use that coupon code. So the coupon code is Bruce Rocks, and that's all one word. So BRUCERROCKS. Like that coupon
code? I love you.
Okay, love you too. At my retreat this weekend, we just had a love fest. Man, it was amazing. We just learned to love ourselves and love each other and be just, so wide open. And, oh, my God, it was amazing.
I love California.
I'm feeling so loving. Okay, anyway, so the coupon is Bruce Rocks. Where you want to go is to the – you can either go to Wendy.com, W-E-N-D-I.com, but you need to get to the shopping cart, and you've got to get that coupon entered. So put the things in your cart that you want to buy. And I think I'll ask Melissa to go for 8 minutes. I'm going to IM her right now and tell her to.
And what are they going to get after 8 minutes?
Anything they want. It's like as much as you can put in your bag in 8 minutes, but it's in the shopping cart. So you could go to find, on the front page of Wendy.com, you could find the procrastination program or the Zen of Thin program. You can put multiple things in, but you have to get them in there and get that coupon code entered so that before she takes it down. Okay.
What does the coupon code do, Wendy?
It takes
gives
60%
you 50%
off of everything in your order.
Wow.
60% off. We rarely 60. Would offer anything like that. 60, yeah.
Jesus, that's more than half price. Okay, I'm going shopping.
Right. And you're buying it for less than my wholesale people do. I have people that buy wholesale that resell the stuff, and they get it for 50% off, and you're buying it for 60% off. So,
wow,
yeah,
thank
as much
you.
As you can
awesome
buy
deal.
In the next 8 minutes, and you have to get that coupon code in, Bruce Rocks, all one word, okay? Okay, so now here's the thing. You know, people really do like the sex stuff, and it is really important because our sexual satisfaction is something that, you know, we're all so needing, and we want to find ways to enjoy it better or find love or get over a broken relationship or get over sexual dysfunction. But I think more than anything, the money, man, the money issues, that's one thing that no matter what else is working in your life, if you're not making enough money, you're unhappy because it affects every part of your life. So the programs that I have that are for that, there's one called Manifest Everything, which is kind of cool. I thought, yeah, let's not focus on one thing. Let's just have it all. So it's this double voice thing that's to help them manifest everything. Once you get to the shopping cart, you can actually just do a search for something that you would want, and there's a little search window. But anyway, that's, you know, it's just really popular, all of the financial money stuff and becoming worthy of money. The confidence program is great because it applies to so many different areas of your life. You can get rid of social anxiety, or you can have the confidence to want to go on dates and be spectacular at it. Confidence for a job interview or just being in a social situation. And that's pretty weird, the stuff that happens with that confidence program. I was walking down the street in San Diego, and some guy stopped me on the sidewalk and said, "Wendy, oh, my gosh, you won't believe what happened." And I said, "Do I know you?" And he says, "No, but I have your CDs, your confidence CDs." And I had such a social anxiety phobia thing that I could leave my house, but I couldn't get out of my car. So I would go somewhere, like to go for an interview for a job or something, and I couldn't get out of my car. And I couldn't work. I couldn't go on dates or anything. And he says, "Now I work here." And he is a bouncer at this bar. It's pretty cool. And he says, "And I go on dates and everything because of the CDs." Well, that's so cool. And then I went and I was buying this beanbag chair from someone off of Craigslist. And I go to his house. And I said, "Oh, man, I know you. I've got your confidence CDs. Totally rocks my world." It's really weird. It's cool. It's a cool
great.
Song.
Great.
Yeah.
I see you're public speaking there as well. Awesome. And stage fright, and I'm on your site right now. You got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So remember, get yourself to the cart, and once you get to the cart, you add as much as you can in the next 5 minutes, and use the coupon code Bruce Rocks. It takes 60% off of your purchase, as much as you can stuff in there. It's like having a shopping cart running through the toy store. You see, throw the toys in, and you got to get to the front. Yeah, well, I do it.
Okay, that's awesome. And I know you also had some addiction stuff that was very popular.
Yeah, I'm very passionate about that, too, because the people who have tens of thousands of people that are using this alcohol freedom program, and you can see it at quitdrinkingnow.com, quitdrinkingnow.com. They've failed at so many other methods, and they've failed at 12-step programs repeatedly. They failed at rehabs. They failed at all these things, and makes no sense that they could take something as simple as some CDs. In less than a week, they have no desire to drink. They don't even have to think about it anymore. They can be around it. So this woman says, she stopped me in the grocery store. She says, "You're Wendy, aren't you?" I said, "Yeah." And she says, "I just have to tell you that you've changed everything about my family because my husband was such a drinker and nothing was working, and he used your CDs." And she says, the amazing part is not that you made him quit drinking, but he has dinner parties where he serves everybody alcohol and he doesn't touch a drop because it just doesn't even matter to him.
Wow.
So you can function in society. You don't have to go to 12-step meetings and beat yourself up and talk about, you know, how horrible you are and listen to other people's sad stories.
That's profound. I'm seeing that on your Wendy.com site as well. They can get them the right-hand side under the habits section. Okay, great. Wendy, I want to thank you. It's coming up to the hour now, and I want to thank you for, being so willing to play with me on the telephone at such short notice. You know, I only phoned you the other day and said, and you were in Hawaii on the beach or something.
Oh,
and I said,
swimming
will
with
you do
dolphins,
this call?
Bruce.
You were swimming with dolphins.
spinner dolphins in the wild, in this bay where they come in, and they swim all around you, right up inches from you. For the last week and a half, my people who came on my retreat, in the morning we go swim with dolphins in this 80-degree turquoise water, and the dolphins come up and play games with you. It's amazing. Oh. And then we do hypnosis all the rest of the day.
I'm coming on your next retreat. That just sounds awesome.
Definitely.
And I want to, thank you. You've just been incredible, and thank you for providing so much value and doing two hypnosis processes. And for those of you who are on Wendy's site, you've probably got about a minute or two left to type in that code, brucerocks@wendy.com, W-E-N-D-I.com. And anything you want to add before we go, Wendy?
Well, a while back you said you were moving down here to San Diego, and I sure hope you're still working on that because
I would
love to have you and Adele down here. You have been such an inspiration to me. And when we did our seminars together for the quantum manifesting, one of the things that I manifested that I didn't believe I could have was a beach house, and that was during your seminar, and it was because of you, pushing me and everyone else enough to get it solid and get it in writing and experiencing it. And I'm sitting here right now. I'm like 30 seconds from the sand. I step out my door and walk to the sand.
In Newport Beach in California.
Yeah. It's just beautiful. The air is crystal clear, and it's, oh, God, it's amazing here. So anyway, I have you to thank for that because I thought this couldn't possibly happen. But I went ahead and said, well, let's find out. And here I am. I've been here for about 8 or 9 months now. Oh, and
I put
my house on the market in Sacramento just like a month ago, and, nothing's selling, of course, and the real estate market's going to hell. But I decided that my house would get offers in 1 week, and it got two offers in the first week it was on the market, even though everybody's filing foreclosures, and it's closing on Monday, closing escrow.
Wow, and what did you do? Did you just make a choice in your head it's going to sell in a week?
Yeah, I did a little manifesting that you taught me. You bet.
I'm in. Great. I'm coming to come and bring a video camera, stick in front of your face, and get a testimonial, please.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's, the stuff that I learned, I know that I do this stuff and teach it, but learning your methods was just, it was just mind-blowing. And understanding the science behind it, and that's what makes me think, okay, yeah, you're putting your house on the market, everything's being foreclosed on, go ahead and do it anyway. And just ask. It can't hurt. And it happened.
Yeah, understanding the science makes such a difference to your belief. And when you believe, it kind of happens. It has a way of doing that, absolutely.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I want to thank you. I'm in the middle of the desert in Africa here, in a little town called Prince Albert. And I didn't even know if this call was going to happen because we've had power cuts twice a day. The electricity company in South Africa has run out of electricity. So what they do is each city gets 2 hours of power cuts every day so that they can share the electricity with the rest of the country.
Oh, my God.
And very often we don't know when the power cuts are going to happen. So I've been sitting here holding thumbs that we're going to have power for the whole of this call, and it has been. So that's
awesome.
Been exciting.
Worked out. Bruce, thank you. Big hugs and kisses to you.
And to you, too. And thank you, everybody on the call, for coming in, for wherever you are in the world. We've had people from all over the world. We had people from South America, from Germany sign up, from Istanbul, from South Africa, from India, from the United States, United Kingdom. Where else here? From Slovenia. From Spain. We got people all over the world. It's just been
amazing.
Oh, I just
want to reach out and hug the whole world. You guys are awesome. Thank you for coming.
So thank you for calling and thank you for listening. Damien will be back on his call next week on peopleyoushouldmeet.com, and he'll be back from his seminar, and we'll be interviewing somebody new next week. For those of you who are listening this on live on a tele-seminar recording, I'm afraid you've lost out on Wendy's deal, but go to her site anyway. I'm sure she'll have some more coming up. And Wendy, I shall see you in California, and thank you for spending this hour with me.
Thank you, Bruce. Okay, we'll do it again.
All righty.
Yep.
Good night,
Wendy.
Good night, everybody. Have a great rest of your week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.